Man Up, brought to you by Construction Professionals, a program dedicated to inspiring and helping men live lives of heroic virtue. Join Joe Stopulis every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, it's time to Man Up.
Welcome to Man Up Carathon Edition. It is the spring 2019 Carathon. I am Joe Stopulis, joined this half hour by my good friend, Timothy Flattery. Welcome, Timothy.
This is, you know, one of the highlights of my year. Once a year, I get to show up on the Man Up show, and I feel like I'm sitting in Father Zach.
That is Father Zach's seat. Is Father Zach's seat, Tim? Big shoes to fill today.
Huge shoes to fill.
This is actually how Father Zach and I got our start. I'm not promising you a job in Catholic radio. But years ago, this is how we got our start. People ask all the time, how'd you even get into Iowa Catholic Radio? I'm like, well, Lee and Eddie talked me into doing a carathon, and then I got talked into doing another carathon, and then they wanted me to host, I think it was like an hour or two by myself. I'm like, well, I need some people to do this. So I called Father Zach up, and Father Zach and I had so much fun just laughing and giggling and telling stories all the time. And afterwards he looks at me and goes, We should do that. We should have a show. I'm like, yeah, no, we're good.
How many episodes do you think you and Father Zach did together?
It was it was the low hundreds.
So let's say 120 episodes.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
It took you 120 episodes to crack a beer on air.
It took 120. And the funny thing is, when we started, before episode zero, he goes, we need to have a show where we drink whiskey and talk about whatever. And that was one of the start of the whole thing was, we were just having drinks one night. He's like, if we just had microphones in front of us, this would be good stuff. Like, people would want to see this. This is really good. All right. Number to call, 515-223-1150, 223-1150. Obviously, the goal of this whole week is the carathon is to raise money to support Iowa Catholic Radio. And so the whole rest of the year, we give you free programming. It's yours. It's 24 hours a day, and it's 100% Catholic. But twice a year, we come to you just for small snippets of time throughout the day to A, educate you on the mission, re-educate you on the mission, I should say, on what we're doing, and then B, ask for money, ask for your support. We need your help. If you listened to the last segment with Gene went over some of the costs associated with the station, and they're not small. We have a lot of fixed costs that it takes to run a station, so we need your help. The goal this week is $120,000 that we need to raise, which is, I think, quintuple the amount that when I first did this thing we were asking for. And that's because the reach of the station continues to grow. The events we're putting on continue to grow. The programming continues to get better. And all of that is done by our listeners. It also takes, and this is crazy, $2,700 a day to operate Iowa Catholic Radio. So just times that by 365 in your head, and you get just the quick, basic operating expenses of the studio. So we need your help. 515-223-1150. Tim, to your point, I think it's important that if I can get Father Zach on again here when he comes back for a special episode, we would just continue the drinking on air. I think that's probably what we need.
Because you guys got a streak going now.
We started the streak. You don't want to break that.
You don't want to break the streak.
Once you get the streak started, you got to keep it going.
How has it been flying solo on the Man Up show?
So it's been interesting. I'm getting interviewed. I like this. This is fun. No, it's been interesting. Obviously, it's tough because Father Zach was kind of my safety net, right? So Father Zach and I had a lot of camaraderie. We could tell stories and stuff. So I've got to be more strategic and plan out ahead of time those segments where we would normally talk about whatever Father Zach wanted to talk about.
Yeah, whenever you start rambling a little bit, you just say, and let's throw it to Father Zach for a quick prayer
here. It's a safety. It was a great safety net if ever I got lost. And this is still where I'll need to go. Like, if I had a question on the theology, I would just look at Father Zach, and the answer would come. Now I just really don't try to let my guests say anything about theology back to me, right? We just let them handle it all, and away we go.
So I was listening in a little bit last hour when you had Jean Wells on. Straight talk with Jean Wells.
Straight talk.
She'll shoot you straight. And she mentioned that a lot of folks will pray the rosary along with Iowa Catholic Radio in the morning. And I love it. She mentioned as well, at the top of every hour, it says, Iowa Catholic Radio, pray with us. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was such a cool part when I started listening to the radio about 4 years ago, to pray along – in my car while I'm listening. But I'm also curious, Joe, what are some of your favorite shows on Iowa Catholic Radio that you're not starring in?
This is so great. You're going to be on every time. This is great. I love being interviewed on Iowa Catholic Radio. So my favorite shows, I mean, I think everyone who's ever listened to me for more than 5 seconds knows that John Ricardo has changed my life. Father John Ricardo, from the moment I first listened to him, which was when he came here probably 8 years ago or 7 years ago, I don't know how long it's been, just he speaks my language. He loves sports. He was in business. His dad's obviously really in business. All those things. He's just such an effective communicator that I have a rule in my car, Tim. This is the first time this is coming out. Hmm. If I'm in my car between 11 and 12, I cannot listen to anything else. It has to be John Ricardo. I even will try to not do phone calls during that time because I want to force myself to listen to John Ricardo. My other favorite shows on Iowa Catholic Radio, I actually listen to the local programming a lot. I listen to Bo and Buds a lot because it's podcasted, which works out really well for me. And then Catholic Answers Live, I used to be able to listen to more because I was in my car at that time and not in it as much, but I love that show as well.
I'm always interested with Catholic Answers Live how non-Catholics will call in.
No.
And it always amazes me that people that are getting this pull from the faith.
They're listening.
Right? Somebody is – something is telling them that they need to be listening to this show, and then they need to call in, take the extra step to call in. And I'm always just amazed how many people every day are doing that.
I thought that same thing when I'm like – I'm Catholic, and it's taking me this long to listen to. Who are these people that are listening? But obviously they're there, and that's the crazy thing about those shows is they are jammed, packed. People, I mean, all day long.
The lines are full.
The lines are full, waiting lined up the whole time. So 515-223-1150, 223-1150. I think it's a great point, Tim, as we're discussing all these great shows that are on Iowa Catholic Radio, the only way they're on is through donations, right? We need the support of our community here, and the goals continue to get higher. It's now $120,000. We need to raise this week. We continue to hit our goals, and we need your help to do just that. But we need your pledges. 515-223-1150. Tim, what are your favorite shows on Iowa Catholic?
Well, you know, I hate to do this because I'm the last guy that wants to pump up someone else's ego. And so it pains me to say that I listen to the Man Up show.
Love it. Yeah. Let's go.
Because I know your ego is going to get inflated by that.
I love it.
I do think Father Zach was the cornerstone
of
that
show. There's no question. I was going to ask. Is it going to drop off now?
I'm nervous of it. With Joe Stopulis flying solo, how the future of the show is going to be. But I do. I listen to it on the podcast.
Yep.
I listen to it on the podcast app, which I think is such a cool thing. I do listen to Straight Talk with Gene Wells every week as well. Okay. The show that really got me into Iowa Catholic Radio, though, this was 6-7 years ago when I first started listening, was Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Wow.
I think Dr. Ray is so funny. And I would drive around listening to him and just find myself laughing because he thinks he's funny.
He thinks he's funny.
I thought he was funny as well. So that was the show that really got me hooked on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And so John Leonating knows my thoughts on Father Ray. I have, as soon as the 11 o'clock hour is over, I'm not a Father Ray guy. But here's what I think is great about the station is you are one of many, many people I know who love Father Ray. Dr. Ray. And I think it's interesting that the station has all different people that appeal to all different types of listeners and what they like. So we're going to head to a short break. While we're gone, 515-223-1150. Give us a ring. Help support our cause.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Julie Nelson. Would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
Our spring carathon is in progress. Help us continue changing hearts and minds by prayerfully making a tax-deductible donation now.
My help comes from you. You're right here.
Welcome back to Man Up on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's the Man Up Carathon, Spring 2019 Carathon Edition. I am Joe Stopulis, along with my good friend Tim Flattery for his second visit.
Second visit in studio. Last time we had Ty Flood.
We had Ty
in
Flood
here as well.
And we also had Father Zach.
Father Zach.
We also had Father Zach. So it's a little different this time. We're here. He's joining me today to help really talk about the radio station, talk about what it is that makes Iowa Catholic Radio so great and why you, the listener, should support us. The number to call, 515-223-1150, 223-1150. Tim, a couple other, you mentioned some other shows when we were off air that you liked. That you listen, do you listen to every day?
John Leonetti in the morning. Every morning when I'm heading to work, I turn on Leonetti. And I think I always turn it on at the same time when Mark Amadeo is giving the sports update. And it's always a little banter back and forth between Mark and John about the Vikings or, you know, whatever John's favorite teams are.
Well, yeah, usually they're losing, which is the best
part. Right, Cubs and Vikings.
Greatest part about
John. Eddie likes.
Greatest part about John's teams, they're always losing. I like that about John's teams. So I mentioned, too, at some point over the course of this 30 minutes, I want to talk about XS90, so we'll just do that right now. The reason I want to talk about XS90, not so much that we've already beaten it over the heads on the show with Father Zach and myself, but I think it's a neat thing that is spun off of Iowa Catholic Radio. The genesis of this XS90 program, which for you who don't know what it is, it's basically like Lent on steroids, a really big asceticism program, 90 days, no drinking, cold showers, no sports, no, it's just a lot of things. Anyway, go to the archives if you want to learn more about it. The genesis of that program was Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Zach and myself were having an interview with a guy named James Baxter, who's the head of a website called thosecatholicmen.com. And Those Catholic Men, mostly it's articles that relate to what, you know, Catholic men between ages 20 and 50 would want to read, right? And so that's really their target market. Well, so that's all we talked about for 90% of the interview. At the end of the interview, I kind of threw it out there. I said, listen, there's this thing on your website called XS90, and it seems insane. Can you tell us more about it? And he told us about it. Well, long story short, Father Zach, and we kind of made fun of him. Like, why would somebody do that? It's insane. And Father Zach, lo and behold, 2 or 3 months later, it was the day before Ash Wednesday, he goes, I'm doing it. I need you to join me. I said, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. Well, 3 hours later, I call him, and I said, okay, I'm in. And then we got a whole bunch of other people, Tim, yourself included, who said
I got
yes.
The email at 10 o'clock on Fat Tuesday, 10 p.m.
No, it had been 9.
It had been 10 Eastern time.
10 Eastern time.
It was at 10 Eastern and on Fat Tuesday, and it basically was like, there's this program, Exodus 90, we're giving up a bunch of stuff, trying to get closer to the Lord. Are you in? And I didn't want to be in, but I said, I do need to grow in my faith, and it's always good to grow in your faith with other Catholic men. Yep. So I said yes, not really knowing what I was getting myself into, but it turned out to be this really cool thing that bonded our men's group closer together.
Well, it was the genesis. That was the genesis of the men's group.
That was the genesis
that started
of the men's,
men's group. Yeah.
And we've been doing it. This is our third year doing it now, Joe.
Yeah. I thought about this. If and when we do it next year, we will have spent a year in Exodus, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's something to think about for next year. But so obviously fairly life-changing. I mean, I know me personally, it was a pretty life-changing experience. Would you agree to some extent?
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely things that throughout the 90 days of the Exodus program, you're only going to do for those 90 days. Once the 90 days are up, I'm back to warm showers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have a beer.
Yep.
I'm going to eat sweets more often.
Yep.
But there are also things that you just take along with you, part of your daily routine, like the prayer in the morning. I was always a pray before bed at night guy.
Yep.
And then Exodus 90 really forced me to plan out my prayer to start my day. And that's something that I'll do even after the Nexus 90 program. So it's been a really, really great program for my faith, especially I got engaged and I'm now married. And so
you blame this all on Nexus 90.
No, I don't.
It was such a great program.
But it came at a good time in my life where I needed to mature in my faith as well.
Yeah. So, and I use my own example of my my relationship with alcohol. It wasn't terrible before Exodus 90, but it wasn't great. And today, I drink a lot less than I used to. I was, to your point, the prayer. Yeah, I used to struggle to get up at 6, now I'm usually up at 5:15. All those things, to your point, am I still eating sweets? Yes, I'm eating less than I probably did. Am I still drinking? Yes, but less than I was. So there's two examples, two for two, on how our lives have changed. And then our men's group. I would argue that our men's group that is still in existence today and has been for 3 years because of that, has the 12 of us that are in that group, it's changed all of our lives for the better pretty significantly. So there's a quick example of 12 people who we could name by name whose lives have been changed by Exodus 90 because of this radio station. Well, fast forward to the amount of people in the Des Moines Diocese who have done this, whose lives have been changed. We're talking in the hundreds, okay? Hundreds of people whose lives have been changed by name that we could tell you because of a program that was found through this radio station. I was in Davenport last week for the Cardinal Dolan thing. Cardinal Dolan was speaking in Davenport, so I went back. And a priest of a parish in Davenport, Iowa, and this is all I did, was take the article that we wrote here for the Mirror and send it along to them. So they read this article about Exodus 90. There are 105 people at one parish doing this right now. Somebody came back to the church because of it. Because of the program. This is just I continue to say it over and over again. This radio station, you have no idea at all where the fruit of it is going. I can just assure you that it's there.
Well, you mentioned Davenport, your hometown. My hometown is Fort Dodge, where I'm originally from. And what's cool about the Exodus 90 program, this year my dad's got a group.
Really?
So I have a first cousin, my dad, and about 13 other guys have an Exodus 90 group going right now. We meet on Tuesday mornings, our men's group. My dad and his group, they meet at 6 a.m. on Saturdays.
That's when my father-in-law meets with his group now.
Seems really hardcore to me.
It's pretty hardcore. They meet Saturdays. I don't know if it's 6, but he meets early on Saturdays, too.
I still use Saturdays to sleep in a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, I'll sleep to 7 or 8 on Saturdays.
Yeah. And again, I think that if you look at the reach of, you know, I know our podcast, the podcast, all based on this radio station, we put it out there, and we'll have an episode on Exodus 90, and we'll get emails from people in Timbuktu, people from like Wisconsin that are emailing us, that are listening to these shows. You have no idea who's listening to Iowa Catholic Radio at what time.
You know, I was going to ask that, because a lot of the shows are on podcast now, and you can track where your downloads are coming from. Yeah. Do you track that?
A little bit. I used to do it more, but it's crazy because we get feedback. I told this story in the last hour. I don't know if you heard it, but Father Zach got an email last week from a guy who said, "Hey, longtime listener, I'm a captain in the Air Force. I'm out here in Colorado Springs. I just heard your episode that you're coming, that you're joining the Air Force. Like, would love to meet up when you're in town."
Wow.
It's just crazy that there are people that are listening that often. These are people we have no idea who they are, but the radio station is reaching people everywhere. And until you're on this side of the microphone, until you're hearing these testimonials, people are emailing you and texting you how the station is affecting their lives. You just have no idea about it. And that's why we need you to continue to support the station. Help us grow the station. 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150. We're going to head to a short break. We'll be back on the other side with more from Tim Flattery. Stick around.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Jean Wells, and would you consider a $30 a month donation?
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Are you looking for a supportive, like-minded homeschooling community that values virtue and academics? Do you desire a Catholic peer group for your children that builds lasting relationships? Established in 2010, Catholic Schoolhouse Des Moines offers programs from preschool through high school using a classical model. Whether you are currently homeschooling or considering homeschooling, we can help. For more information, visit CatholicSchoolhouse.com. This message was brought to you by Savage Power.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Our spring carathon is in progress. Help us continue changing hearts and minds by prayerfully making a tax-deductible donation now.
My help comes from you. You're right here.
Welcome back to the spring 2019 carathon. I am Joe Stopulis, host of Man Up, joined by Tim Flattery today, my good friend, and we are here really just talking about the station, talking about why it's important to support the station. 515-223-1150 all week long, the week here of February 18th, all week long. Please call 515-223-1150. Really highlighting, A, some stories of conversion that we've heard, and also, B, the need. As I mentioned earlier, the average daily cost to operate Iowa Catholic Radio is $2,700. Obviously, there's a lot of fixed costs that go into what we're doing. I'm not too great at math, so I'm just going to take 2,700 times 365. That is just shy of $1 million a year to run this radio station. And so we need your help to get there. Obviously, our goals, if you think about it, is $120,000. So that covers roughly, if we do it twice a year, it covers about a fourth of the cost. The rest of that is all through sponsorships, through advertising, but we really do need our listener help to get there. And obviously, we've got a lot of great events that we put on. We have the Man Up events. We've got the Men's Stag. There's a golf outing this year. And all those things are helping to grow the station, grow the mission of the station, help our outreach. Again, you've heard Tim and I talk about it, and then previously in the last hour, just all the stories of conversion, the stories of healing that you hear from people calling in on Iowa Catholic Radio, people who are returning to confession for the first time, people who are becoming Catholic, who are reverting back to the Catholic faith because of this station. And we could sit here for hours and tell you these stories of these people and the powerful stories they have, but we need your help to fund the mission. That's why we're asking today to call 515-223-1150.
Joe, I got a couple of questions
yes,
for you.
Tim?
I know it's your show here, but I'm asking you some questions this half hour that we have here because you've had some amazing Catholic men on your show. You had like Al Cresta, Father John Ricardo. One of my favorite episodes was with Gary Dolphin, Iowa Hawkeyes.
That was a good one.
And he talked about your grandpa. He told a story about your grandpa. How special was that episode for
you? It was
a
really cool episode. So Gary Dolphin and my grandfather were close. My grandfather flew a bomber in World War II, and he was a captain of a brigade flying over the on D-Day. Right. So he was a captain of a plane, and Gary Dolphin loves war stories. So he's a big Americana history buff. And my grandfather's a huge Hawkeye fan. And so they got to know each other very well. So Gary Dolphin interviewed him a few times in the air. And so when my grandfather died last year, I just shot Gary Dolphin a note to, hey, he did a tribute for him on air before an Iowa game. Say, would you be able to kind of replay that on our radio station while we're going to have this episode? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. And then I reached out to him again and said, would you be able to join us for that episode? And he goes, oh, absolutely, I'll be able to join you. So we had Gary Dolphin on. It was really, really great. And it was about the lessons we can learn from the greatest generation. And I think there's so many parallels between the hard work ethic of that greatest generation and us as Catholic men today.
So you've had so many great guests on your show. Is there any one or two guys that you want to get that are still out there?
Oh, that are still out there? I mean, I'm still working on Cardinal Dolan. I think it'll happen eventually just because of the relationship I've got. You know, so one of my best friends, priest-wise, this guy's, he was in my wedding. He celebrated my wedding. We do Christmas and Easter with him. Like, he comes to our house in Davenport. You know, he's they're best friends. And so we got a connection there. I'd love to have Cardinal Dolan on. You know, other than Philip Rivers is on my list. Oh, yeah. I would love to get Philip Rivers on the show.
Because you've had Elvis Gerback.
Elvis Gerback I've had on, and he was awesome. I think Philip Rivers would be another kind of guy that I would love to get. But again, we've had so many great people. So another thing I've got to mention about the station, this station allows us to get great guests. If I were to say, hey, this is Joe Stopulis' podcast, the chances of us getting John Ricardo, no one would listen, and B, we wouldn't have these great guests. As soon as you say Iowa Catholic Radio, that, boom, ticks some people's mind. Jeff Cavins is in. You know, right. People automatically will say, yeah, I'm in, Iowa Catholic Radio. That's why we get really good guests, because of the station. And so please help support the station. You know what? Wow. We got a great
one of the top Catholic men in Des Moines
just called in. Ted Stopulis. Thanks, Ted Stop, for that donation. Very kind. You can join Ted Stopulis in donating 515-223-1150. Ted, another part of our men's group.
Yep.
Our men's group, again, has grown from – how many did it the first year?
We had like six the first year. We're pushing 12. We're pushing the holy 12 right now.
We really need to we have capped it. We have a soft cap. We've capped it, but we're trying to help grow other men's groups.
I think we have 11 or 12 plus Ted's dog, Rory.
Yeah.
Is also doing some Exodus 90 stuff with us, yeah. Getting Ted up early in the morning.
Ted hoses him in the cold hose. I'm going to turn back to you. Any episodes of you that stick out in your mind, things that have been really great for you to hear?
I thought the John Ricardo episode was obviously great. Yeah, it was awesome. I really liked, though, the Gary Dolphin one, mm-hmm. And that's why I mentioned it, is because it really was personal to you, and you could tell that it was personal to you. Mm-hmm. I also like some of the episodes where you and Father Zach just riffed off each other, mm-hmm. because you guys had such a strong personal relationship, and it came out in your podcast, in your radio show. And so those are some of my favorite stuff from the Man Up show.
You know, right? I think, knock on wood, we'll be able to get Father Zach back in here for a few episodes. That last episode with him, to your point, was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think what's one of the great things about Father Zach in general is just his ability to, he's an extremely devout, holy man. And that obviously comes through the more you get to know him. But he's also a really funny, cool dude.
Yeah.
And that's why you call him Zach. Like, he's just one of the guys. He's a super cool guy, but he happens to be a holy man of God.
Well, that's one thing I really respect about you, Joe, is you're friends with a lot of priests. Like,
I need confession all the time. And so I need to have it on demand.
But growing up, I never knew that you could be friends with priests. Yeah. You know, I didn't know you could hang out with a priest and play tennis with a priest and go work out, have a beer. And that's something that getting to know you has really helped me out, because you know, now I have priests inside of my inner circle, and that's a really cool thing for a Catholic man to have.
I think that this station and a lot of the calls are to brotherhood, especially in the Man Up show, is to talk about that iron sharpens iron and really trying to drive people into those communities, into those small group communities. Tim, it's been great having you on for the second time.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Give to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Give to Iowa Catholic Radio. That number again, 515-223-1150. Thank you for joining us today on Man Up. For Tim Flattery, I am Joe Stopulis. It's time to Man Up.
Man Up, inspiring men to live out their call to holiness with Joe Stopulis and Father Zach Kautsky. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Construction Professionals.